time to turn the volume up. Get your boogie on and enjoy Live 5. Powered by Nugs.net. Right here on the Sound Podcast with Ira Haberman.
Welcome into Live 5. A show we hope will capture your ears and your imagination as we bring you some choice cuts from some of your favorite bands on tour right now or from the vault. All of these songs and the entire show they are taken from are available right now at Nugs.net for purchase or to be streamed from the Nugs.net app. All the notes are in the show description, so let's get right to it. We've been listening to Greg Allman and Warren Haynes and their performance of the classic Melissa, September 2nd, 2006, at Red Rocks Amphitheater. After watching the brothers rebroadcast celebrating the Allman Brothers' 50th anniversary this past weekend, I thought I'd put together a show paying tribute to the past history of the band and what has become of their lineage. On October 28, 2014, the Allman Brothers Band played their final concert as a band at the Beacon Theater in New York. The last song the band played together that night was Trouble No More. Have a listen. That was the Allman Brothers Band in Trouble No More from the Beacon Theater, October 28th, 2014. The last time the band played before Greg Allman's passing in 2017 and Butch Trucks' passing shortly thereafter. The Tedeschi Trucks Band, who are fronted, of course, by Susan Tedeschi and former Allman Brothers Band member Derek Trucks, have continued the tradition of playing the Beacon Theater. Here's Joyful Noise from a recent live compilation that they put out titled Beacon Bits 2019 with songs from their 2019 run at the Beacon.
This is Live 5, powered by Nugs.net on the Sound Podcast.
Joyful Noise from the Tedeschi Trucks Band. Of course, the other guitar player in the Allman Brothers Band at their conclusion was Warren Haynes. Back in 1994, while still with the brothers, Haynes started Government Mule with then Allman's bassist Alan Woody, who has sadly since passed. While Warren Haynes has been involved in several projects since the early days of Mule and the end of the Allman Brothers Band, Government Mule continues to be his main focus. So let's go back to January 20th, 2020, for one of the band's most well-known songs. Here is Thorazine Shuffle.
Did you have a good time this evening? Here with me now. Oh, Mad Apps on the drums. Thank you. you. Thank you very much.
Government Mule and Thorazine Shuffle from Runaway Bay, Jamaica, and the Island Exodus Festival, January 20th, 2020. Before we leave you, let's go back to the 50th anniversary show for the Allman Brothers Band, March 10th, 2020, that sadly featured only one original member of the Allman Brothers Band, drummer Jamoy Johnson. Indeed, that night was a revival of sorts.
You've been listening to The Live 5 powered by Nugs.net. Technical production from Adam Karsh and Andrea Ruse. Special thanks to all the bands that have been on the show and Jeff Gorman at Nugs.net. Theme music provided by Spafford. For more information on the bands that have been on the show, visit Nugs.net. Thank you for listening.